Well, stepping into the crater of a live volcano was on the bucket list of the thousands of tourists who've been travelling each year to White Island. It's a type of travel known as adventure tourism, and experts say that it's on the rise. New Zealand used to market itself as the place to go for thrills and spills, full of adventure experiences. But will the White Island disaster cause travellers to think twice now? Julia Holman reports.
For many, a trip to New Zealand isn't complete without doing at least one activity that could be considered risky. And for thousands of tourists, that included a visit to the White Island volcano.
It's probably the most accessible live volcano, certainly in the southern hemisphere. We get people from all around the world that come here that just go from country to country to visit volcanoes.
George Walker is the operations manager at White Island Flights.
Viewing it from above is the safest way to view any volcano. Walking around inside an active volcano is extremely hazardous, as you well know. You could almost put it up there with adventure tourism, but people seem to be attracted to walking around in live volcanoes.
He's been flying people over the volcano for nearly three decades, and while eruptions have happened in the past, most recently back in 2016, he says what occurred yesterday was completely unexpected.
I guess it's like driving in your car. I mean, we all know that an oncoming car could crash into us at any time, but we see that risk, we know that risk, and we're happy to accept it and you become comfortable with it.
Professor Ross Dowling is an honorary professor of tourism in the School of Business and Law at Edith Cowan University.
Adventure tourism is growing globally, and of course New Zealand, as known as the Shaky Isles, is a prime hotspot for adventure tourism. So people do go there for the bungee jumping, the jet boating, the whitewater rafting, the glacier climbing, the volcano viewing, all that sort of thing.
The expert in adventure tourism says that there's a growing cohort of travellers attracted to the kinds of experiences that New Zealand offers.
It used to bill itself as the thrills and spills capital of the world, and they soon realised, I think, that that's probably not a desirable slogan to have. So because it was quickly dubbed the thrills and kills capital of the world, with people undertaking risky tourist experiences.
He says New Zealand is considered by travellers to be a safe place to visit, but he believes there should be more consideration given to the kinds of risks tourists face.
Of course, all the visitors will have signed forms, for sure, saying waivers, saying, look, if anything untoward happens, you're responsible, not the company taking you there. I've done it. I'm sure most people do it. If you're in a hot air balloon or other activities like that, you'll probably sign that. You probably don't even look at it. You just sign it and still go on the experience. So that probably does need to be looked at. There needs to be probably greater education and information about the real risks that are occurring when you go into unpredictable areas like the throat of a volcano.
But despite yesterday's tragedy, he doesn't think tourist numbers or the kinds of activities they engage in will change very much.
Of course, I'm sure no one's going to be going to White Island, but hey, there's other volcanoes in New Zealand, and there's an area of earthquakes, and it does have all these rivers and glaciers and mountains, etc. So I don't think that this incident will actually adversely impact on the tourists travelling to New Zealand in future.
For now, tourism activities around White Island are on pause, including for pilot and tourist operator George Walker.
Out of respect for everybody, we are not taking flights out there at the moment. But once the bodies have been taken off the island and the police give it the all clear, we'll continue to do what we've been doing for many years. So we're not going to be really that affected at all. The people that take people onto the island, that's going to be a different story for them. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to play out in the long term.
Pilot George Walker from White Island Flights. Our reporter there, Julia Holman.